Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Tesvav, 21 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis. Although we learned on Daf Yud Aleph Beis that certainly if someone makes a shliach by using a lashon of tnu, that is as if he said zechu, as long as the shliach is a zechus for the recipient, then the shliach would immediately be koined the item for the recipient as zechul adam shloi b'vanav. However, on Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara had a shaila as to what the din would be if the mishaleach said a lashon of hoylech and, for example, said hoylech manon plain yishani chayiv loi. And the Gemara wanted to be titled the shaila in the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara then stated that both Rav and Shmuel may agree that Chilach is Kisku, and we also saw a steer between Brises that initially the Gemara wanted to say if Chilach is Kisku or not, and ultimately the Gemara gave three explanations as to why the Brises are not saying each other, but really both Brises hold that generally Chilach is not Kisku. And our Gemara now begins, Lema Chilach Kiski Tanoi, let us say the Machlekes of Chilach is Kiski is based on the Machlekes Tanoim, the Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, and we'll see seven different Shitas in this Brisa, Chilach Manal Pliny, if Reuven says to Shimon, I want you to be shliach for me and take this $100 to Levi, and then Shimon went and was a shliach for Reuven, and he took the money to the town where Levi was, and he didn't find Levi because Levi died, then Shimon should return the money to Reuven and should not give it to Levi's Yarshin. And the Brisa continues and adds another wrinkle, if Reuven died before Levi died, and now Shimon goes and finds that Levi also died, so at that point, what should Shimon do with the money? So in this case, Rav Nosson and Yaakov state, Yachsu L'Yoshim Shalech, so certainly he can't return it to Mishalech because Reuven already died. However, Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson state that he has to give it back to the Yoshim of the Mishalech, and L'Chur, it doesn't seem that there's enough gemina between the Tanakama and Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, as they're both talking about different cases. However, as we'll see, they are actually chalik with each other. And V'yeshayimim, and some say, L'Yoshim Yishin Shtacholai, that even though Reuven and Shimon both died, Shimon should now give the money to the Yoshim of the one who was sent for, and he should give it to the Yoshim of Levi. And keep in mind that although all over Shas we have a klal that when the Gemara brings down a Tana of Yeshayim that's referring to Reb Nosson, however, Taisim Mesechta Avodah Zarah states that when we find Reb Nosson and the Yeshayim one Brisa, then certainly the words Yeshayim are not referring to Reb Nosson. The Brisa continues, Reb Yehuda Nasiyam Meshur Reb Yaakov Shom Meshur Meir Mitzvah L'Kayim Devar Meis, that is a mitzvah to Mekayim the words of the Meis. Therefore, Shimon has to give the money to the Yoshim of Levi. And L'Chari, it doesn't seem like there's an afkamina between the Shita Reb Yehuda Nasi and Yeshayim, and as Rashi says, the Kamam Mefarish, my polega Yeshayim, and the Brisa continues with the fifth shita of Chamam Yachleiku, the Cham Se Yachleiku, and until now, all the shitas that were brought down were for people that lived in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Brisa continues with Kan Amru. However, in Bavel, we were writing down this Brisa. We said Mashiyas the Shliach Yasa, that the Shliach will decide what to do, and as we will see, this is similar to the din of Shuda Daina, and over here will be the determination of the Shliach, which is called Shuda the Shliach, and we will discuss the Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis Benigay Ashuda in a moment. And finally, Amr Rav Shimon HaNasi, that Rav Shimon HaNasi states, Ayodi Hoyamaisa, this exact story actually happened, but Amru and Rabbanon stated, Yachsu L'Yoshim Mishalech, that the Shliach should return the money to the Yoshim of the Mishalech, and therefore we see that Rav Shimon is paskling like Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov. And being that we never found in Kshas that Rav Shimon was a Nasi, the Gemara will ask, what does this mean that Amr Rav Shimon HaNasi? And although the Gemara started off and said, Lema Hilachischi is Tanoi, of course, all these seven Tanoim are not having a very clean in one din as to Hilach Kischi or not, as L'Chir, it wouldn't be seven Shitas. And therefore, the Gemara will actually explain that this Machlekes is not only based on the Machlekes of Hilach Kischi or of Hilach Lash Kischi, but it's based on other Machlekes as well. And as the Gemara continues, my lab, Hakamifli, let us say the Machlekes between these seven Shitas is as follows. The Tanakama Sava Hilach Lav Kischi, that the Tanakama holds cleanly, that Hilach is Lav Kischi Dami. And since Levi wasn't clean to this item before he died, therefore Shimon now has to return the money to Reuven, who was the original Mishalech. The Gemara continues that Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, who added in another wrinkle to the story and said that Reuven also died before Levi died, so they hold Yachsu L'Yosh Mishalech. And the Gemara explains Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov Nami Hoylech Lav Kischi, that they agreed in Tanakama that Hoylech is not Kischi, and therefore Levi was in Kainah before he died, and he wasn't Kainah before Reuven died, and therefore based on the din of Schia, certainly Levi was in Kainah and his Yoshim were in Kainah. However, maybe we would say that since Reuven died before Levi died, so maybe we would say there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, and therefore you would have to give it to the Yoshim of Levi. And the Brisa therefore says, v'afagav the mis, and even though Reuven died, lo yamina mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, we don't say the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis, and therefore Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov say that Shimon has to give the money back to the Yoshim of Reuven. With Pashas, we would say that L'Chir, the Tanakama argues on Rav Yaakov and Rav Nosson, as the Tanakama specifically doesn't talk about a case where Reuven died, and it would seem that's because he would hold that if it would be a case where Reuven died, then we would say mitzvah l'kayim divrei meis. case, and therefore you'd have to give the money to the Yorshim of Levi, to the Yorshim of the recipient. However, Zok Rashi and Diva Maschol, Sova Hilach Lavkas Chidami, Avla Mis Mishalech, but if Reuven would have died, Lo Yedin and my Kamaba, we don't know what the Tanakhama would hold in that case, as he doesn't discuss that specific case. And Sarach Bia, why Rashi had to say this, if Lachari could have said the Tanakhama argues on Rab Nassar and Rab Yaakov. Now keep in mind, although Rab Nassar and Rab Yaakov stated that we don't have the concept of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, however, Rashi says that Rab Nassar and Rab Yaakov, Hasif Al Dvarv, add on to the words of the Tanakhama, and they say that Filim Meis Mishalech, less Lambibari, the Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis, that Bidigay, a healthy person that says something and then he dies, then we don't say Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. However, certainly, if he would have been a Shchimra, then the din would be that Divrei Shchimra, Kichsuv and Chumasurim Dami, and Ayin and Tesis on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, who discusses the chilut between the concept of Divrei Shchimra, Kichsuv and Chumasurim Dami, and the concept of Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Hameis. The Gemara continues, V'yeshayim Ha'ilach Hischi, and the sheet of Yeshayim that said that Shimon should give the money to the Yorshim of Levi, they hold that the Ha'ilach Hischi, and Rashi points out that how did the Gemara know that the Yeshayim holds Ha'ilach Hischi? Maybe the reason why you have to give it to the Yorshim of Levi is because Reuven died and there's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. So Ayin Rashi, they says, if that would be the case, then there would be no chilut between the sheet of the Yeshayim that we just had and the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that we'll see in a moment. As the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Amar Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Sha'am Mishum Rabbi Meir, that generally Ha'ilach Lav Kischi, and therefore if Reuven didn't die, Shimon would actually have to give the money back to Reuven. However, Mi Yehecha de Mis, however, since Reuven died before Levi died, I mean, and there we say mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, only in the case where Reuven died, then the din is that Shimon has to give the money to the Yorshim Mishtaleach, and he has to give the money to the Yorshim of Levi, and this is clearly the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi states mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis. The Gemara continues, the Chum Remim and the Chum say Yachloiku Misafkalhu, because they have a suffix, and Rashi says the Chum actually have two svekas, number one, Ikischi Dami Eloi, and number two, Ve'i mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis Eloi, Ayin and Rashi, and the Ksais is in Rashi, L'chur, why do we need both svekas? It's based on either reason the Chum would hold Yachloiku, however, Ayin Shum, that of course there are cases where we only have the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei hameis, and other cases, for example, Reuven didn't die, where it's only relevant to bring the halacha of Ha'ilach Kischi Dami or Ha'ilach Lav Kischi Dami, and therefore Rashi says that in both cases the Chum say Yachleiku, and the Kan Amru that we daka have a suffix, but when we have a suffix we don't say Yachleiku, but instead Shuda Adif, it's better to paskin based on the concept of Shuda the Shliach and let the Shliach decide who to give the money to. And finally, we had the Shita Rav Shimon Anasi that said Al Yadi Ha'imaisa V'Amru Yachsid L'Yashim Shliach, and the Gemara explained Rav Shimon Anasi Maisa Aslashminan, that Rav Shimon Anasi is not a new Shita, but he's actually just bringing us a Maisa in order to show that we paskin like Rav Nassim and Rav Yaakov, and that we actually paskin that Yachsu L'Yashem Shaleach. And two quick points before we continue. Taisus and Dima Maschel V'Chav Ma'im Yachleku states, Kol Teku Shebishas, Rabbeinu Haigoyin hold that any time that there's a Teku in Shas, the din is Yachleku, and that's why the Chum hold over here Yachleku. However, Zok Taisus Ve'in Nirluri, Alehecha the Ashkab had Yachleku, that the only time that the din is Yachleku is only when the Gemara states that that is the din. The Adi Rabba, that generally we'd say Pum Fakat, that Uki M'mayna B'chasiv Mari, that we would say that we leave the money in the chazak of the one who has it. And Teis Rosh actually says, Lab Mishum the Sfiulu Kesumchus, it's not that the Rabbanah over here hold like Sumchus, the Amun Mamanutu B'safik Chalkin, Aliyesh Mekayim Shinir Lam L'chacham L'stakin Yachleku, Kivin Shadin Mesupik, and L'chayra, the Teis Rosh seems to be saying that Yachleku is some sort of a din, almost like Shuda Daino and Shuda the Shliach. Now in defining what Shuda the Shliach is, Zok Rashi, Mashi Yitzh Shliach Yasa, Lefi Mashi Rabbe Daitu Shem Shalech, the Shliach himself will make a decision and decide based on what he thinks the Mishalech would have wanted him to do. For example, if he knows that this person really wanted to give this matana and he really loved the makabel as well as a child, then Shimon could decide to give it to Levi or his Yerush. However, if he decides that really Reuven didn't want to give it to Levi's child, for example, then he could decide to give it back to the Yorshim of Reuven, Ayin and Rashi. And Ayin and Tesis that brings down our Rashi, and he also brings Rashi in Mesechus Ksubas, Peheim and Beis, Bidegei to Kratzer B'Shuda Daino, where Rashi says a similar idea. However, Rabbeinu Tam actually holds Al Yitin Dayin L'Mish Yirsa, that the Dayin or the Shliach, for example, in our case, could give it to whoever he wants and doesn't have to be based on Das of the Mishalech, and he could just arbitrarily decide to either give it back to Reuven or Reuven's Yorshim, or to give the money to Levi. And for example, if he likes Levi better than he likes Reuven, then he could decide, I want to be mated to Levi and give it to Levi. And the Gemara will now continue and tell us that really this Machlekes is not based on the Shailah if Ha'ilach is Kischi or Ha'ilach is Lav Kischi, as all will hold like we paskin that Ha'ilach is Lav Kischi Dami. And as the Gemara continues, Loi b'bari d'kuli amalei pligi, if this person was healthy when he gave this matana, then all would agree that Ha'ilach is Lav Kischi Dami. And the case over here was where Reuven was a Shchimra when he asked Shimon Shimon to deliver $100 to Levi, basically the Gemara will now go through the seven different shittas, and the Gemara will just replace the machlekes of Hilkeschi or Hilklavkeschi, the machlekes that we'll see between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon, b'negei the din of a Shimra, as the Gemara continues to pluck to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon commonly, and the machlekes is going to be based on the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbanon, b'negei a Shimra, the Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Masechta Bava Basra, Hamachalik Nechosav Apiv, if Reuven decides to split up his Nechosim based on his desire and his intent, and instead of going with the Dinei Torah and giving the Bechor Pishnayim and the rest of the children one portion, he leaves his last will and testament and tells us what his desire is as to how he wants to split up his Nechosim. So Rabbi Lezer says there's no chiluk between a healthy person or someone who's sick, as Echa Bari V'Echa Mesukin, Nechosim Sheish L'Nechayis Nichlim B'Kesav Shtar V'Chazaka. If you have Kaka, then you have to make a Kinyan either through Kesav Shtar Chazaka, which is a standard way to Kaka is Nichlis, V'Shein L'Chayis, and if he has Nechosim, which are Metaltlin, a Nichlin El B'Meshicha, then there has to be a Kinyan Meshicha. And we see that Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold the whole concept of Divrei Shimra K'chsuvim K'mesurin Dami. Unless you have a proper Kinyan, then his words would not take hold, and the last will and testament would not be valid. Say, although we agree with you, B'negei a Bari, and B'negei a healthy person, certainly there has to be a Kinyan. However, B'negei a Shimra, Eilu V'Eilu Niknu B'Amira, it doesn't make a difference if it's Kaka or if it's Metaltlin, as long as the Shimra clearly defined and he stated what his intent was, then we say Divrei Shimra K'chsuvim K'mesurin Dami. It's considered like it's written, and therefore Kaka is considered Nikdin through the Shtar, and it's considered K'mesurin Dami, and it's considered like they did Meshicha, and therefore there was a proper Kinyan on the Metaltlin. And Amru Lain Chum said to Rabbi Lezer, Maisa Be'iman Shal B'nei Reichel Shohisa Chayla, that there was a story with the mother, the children of a man named Reichel, who was a Chayla and a Shimra, and although generally the din is that if a mother dies, then her sons would have a right to the Yerusha before her daughters. However, she said, Va'amra, Tinasa Kivinas Lebiti, after I die, I want you to give my brooch or my pin to my daughter, V'hi B'shnei Masa Mana, and was worth 12 Mana, U'meisa, and she died, V'kaim HaChacham is the Re'a, and the Chacham followed the words, even though no Kinyan was made, and we see the Chacham Paskin, that Divrei Shimra is K'chsuv and K'mesurin Dami, and Amar Lahem, and Rabbi Lezer responded to the Chachamim, B'nei Reichel Tikbarim Imam, as Rashi says, that the children of Reichel were Rishayim, and therefore, they were giving them a Klala, Klema, L'yalo Alei, B'lei Zachu Beis HaMedrash L'Raya, since these sons were Rishayim, therefore the Rabbanim didn't mind going against standard Psak, and they said that in this case, we want to make sure not to give the sons much money. Therefore, even though the psak should have been that the sons received the brooch and the daughter can't get it because there was no kinyan, however, the Rabbanan went out of the way to go against the standard psak and give this expensive brooch to the daughter. And as Rashi says, what was the rishis? Lefisha Rishayim Hayu, Shem Mekayim Kaitzim Bekarim, that these children would plant thorns together with the karim. Well, Rabbi Lezer, Klayim Nenu, at the point of Rabbi Lezer, this is considered Klayim. Velenuma Mehen Rayo, and you can't be right for them, Lefisha Diktadim Behen, Echoisa Isitzava, Shem Techshay Rishayim, Lahusku Beis Medish, that since they were Rishayim, therefore we didn't want to discuss the case in the Beis Medish, and we gave it immediately to the daughter. And even though the literal words of Tikbarim Ima means that the mother should bury them, and in this case it's impossible that a mother should bury them because she already died, however it just means that they should die young. And in any case, we see this machlekes if the din is that Divrei Shimra is K'chsuvim K'mesurin Dami, or like Rabbi Lezer says, that there's no difference between a Shimra and a Bari, and therefore the Gemara now explains the seven-way machlekes, Tanakama Rabbi Lezer, that the Tanakama holds like Rabbi Lezer, that there is no din of Divrei Shimra K'chsuvim K'mesurin Dami, and therefore even though Reuven told us to the Shliach while he was a Shimra, he still holds that if Levi wasn't around and he was dead at the point that the Shliach went to give it to Levi, that the Kinyan wasn't Chal, and therefore you have to give the money back to Reuven. And Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yaakov Nami Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yaakov also agree, like Rabbi Lezer, that there's no Kinyan of Divrei Shimra K'chsuvim and K'mesurin Dami, and Afagav the Mis, Lo Yaminu Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Meis. And in addition, he adds in that even though Reuven already died prior to Levi, that we don't say there's a Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Meis, and therefore, once again, Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yaakov says that the Shliach would have to give it back to Reuven's ears, V'yeshayimim, and the Shemim hold like the Rabbanon that there's a dinner of Divrei Shimra K'chsuvim K'mesurin Dami, and therefore Levi was kind of this item right at the time that Reuven gave it over to Shimon, and Reuven said they wanted to give Matana to Levi, and therefore even though Levi died, it would go to the Yarshim of Levi. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sham Mishra Meir Kerab Lezer Miu Hechad Amis Amina Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Meis, as Rabbi Yehuda Nasi stated that the din is that Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Meis, and certainly if Reuven died before Levi, then the din is that Shimon has to give the money to the Yarshim of Levi. However, if Reuven did not not die before Levi, then the din would be that you have to give it back to the Yerushim of Reuven, because he holds like Rabbi Elazar that we don't see the concept of divrei shchemer akechsuv and chumisurin dami. The Chum Raymond and Chum say yachleku as they are misupik. If we hold like Rabbi Elazar, we hold like Rabbanan. And number two, vehechad mis nami. And even if Reuven died, misafklu they have a suffik im mitzvah kind of a meis agloi. And as we explained before, that Rashi is trying to show that the Rabbanan misupik in all cases, and they hold that the din would always be yachleku. And mekan amru and above what we stated shuda adif, that since we have a suffik, therefore instead of saying yachleku, we hold that the din is that shuda the shliach is adif. And Rav Shimon Anasi myself says sheminan, and Rav Shimon Anasi comes to tell us that we pass on Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov, and the din is that yachsu liyarsham shaleach. And the Brisa mentioned Rav Shimon Anasi, and the Gemara now continues. Yibaylu Rav Shimon Anasi nasihu. Do we say that Rav Shimon Anasi was an actual nasi? Oy mishmei the nasi kama. Or what it means to say is Rav Shimon said over in the name of the nasi. And as Tosafot points out, lefi shleimetzino shayu nasi kabayi shemachisa atanu midvarv v'hoyle lishanes am Rav Shimon Anasi oimer. That since we never find that Rav Shimon was a nasi, therefore maybe the Tana actually left out a word, and really the Brisa should have said it, that Amr Rav Shimon, that the Nasi told me as follows. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, the Amr Rav Yesi, because that Meir Rav Yesi said, Halach Rav Shimon Anasi, the Halach follows Rav Shimon Anasi, and the Mepharshim explained that since Rav Yesi was an Amir, he should have been with Pharisees clearer and told us Rav Shimon said this over in the Nasi, if that's what he meant, and therefore the Chari, this should be a Raya, that Rav Shimon was an actual Nasi. And the Gemara says, Badaita Bayalacha, Lemaisa, I still have the Shaila, that maybe Nasi, who maybe he's actually a Nasi, as we just stated. However, it's still possible that Rabbi Yisiv only brought down the actual words of the Braisa, and since the Braisa stated Rabbi Shimon Anasi, therefore Rabbi Yisiv also followed the lead of the Braisa, and he said Alach Rabbi Shimon Anasi, and Oy Dekam Mishmei the Nasi, and really he meant to say that Rabbi Shimon said in the name of the Nasi, and therefore there is no Raya from the words of Rabbi Yisiv, and the Gemara ends off as Teku. Gemara continues, Gufa, we just said that Om Rabbi Yisiv said Halach Rabbi Shimon Anasi, that Halach follows Rabbi Shimon Anasi, and this makes sense because Rabbi Shimon Anasi brought a story, and we generally would paskin based on the Maisa Shahaya, based on the Gemara's second explanation as to what the machlekes is. So we said that Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov actually holds like Rav Elazar and holds that there is no chilut between a bari and a shchimra, and we don't say divrei shchimra is kechsum and chumisurin dami. And therefore the Gemara asks that how can you paskin like Rav Shimon Anasi, and therefore you paskin like Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov and like the Tanakama, but b'kai malon divrei shchimra is kechsum and chumisurin dami. L'maisa we paskin that divrei shchimra is kechsum and chumisurin dami like the Rabbanan, and we don't paskin like Rav Elazar. And the Gemara explains Rav Yosef Mukil of a bari that in a chanami Rav Yosef explains this Brisa as our first explanation, and he explains that the Brisa is talking about someone that was healthy, and therefore the Machlekes is based on the concept of Heilichus Keskidami or of Heilichus Lav Keskidami. And at first glance, this would be a valid way to explain Rabbi Yosef, as Lemaisa he would paskin that Yachsu Liyarshim Meshalech, and you give it back to the Yarshim of the Meshalech, therefore he holds that Heilichus Lav Keskidami, and that actually follows the standard Psak as we paskin that Heilichus Lav Keskidami. However, the Gemara is that that would be very good if Rabbi Yosef actually paskin like that Tanakama, and he only got into the question if a Heilich is Keschidami or Heilich is Lav Keschidami, and he passed like the Tanakama, the Heilich is Lav Keschidami. The Chari is passing like Rav Shimon HaNasi, and the Yerushim Shaleach come out, Rav Shimon HaNasi actually states like Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov that you give it back to the Yerushim Shaleach, and certainly that is a case where Reuven actually died, and even though Reuven died, we don't say that you have to give it to the Yerushim of Levi, because we would say Mitzvah L'Kayim Dei Rameis, as Rav Shimon passed like Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov, that we don't say there's a Mitzvah L'Kayim Dei Rameis, and therefore Frech the Gemara, V'kayim Olam, Mitzvah L'Kayim Dei Rameis, L'maisa that's against our standard psak, and how could Rabbi Yosef say this if we know that we also pasuk Mitzvah L'Kayim Dei Rameis, and that of course would be against this psak of Rav Shimon and against the din of Rav Nasi and Rav Yaakov. And the Gemara answers, although in our Braisa we had a Gersa that Rav Shimon and Nasi said there was a story, and Rabbanan said Yachsu L'Yarshim and Shaleach, however Tzni Yachsu L'Yarshim and Shaleach, that actually the way we should understand Rav Shimon and Nasi is that he only passed like the Tanakama, and he only spoke about a case where Reuven actually didn't die, and since Reuven didn't die, it was only a question of Heilich Keskidami or Heilich Lav Keskidami, and Rav Shimon passed on the Tanakama that Heilich Lav Keskidami, and of course that follows the standardized halacha, and the Tanakama would hold that in the Chanami, if Reuven would have died, then Shimon would have to give the money to Levi's Yarshim, as there's a din of Mitzvah L'Kayim Dei Rameis. This should further bother us as to why Rashi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis stated Avol Meis Mishalech Lo Yedin Ma'akamim Ba, that we don't know what the Rabbanan would hold if Reuven actually died, as in that case we see clearly from our Gemara that at least Lefi Rabbi Yosef it's clear that they would hold that Mitzvah L'Kayim Dei Rameis V'Tzarech Bia. When Maisa Lefi this explanation, it comes out very well why Rabbi Yosef said Halacha K'Rav Shimon HaNasi Hadron Lacha Mevi Kamo Hadron Lacha Mevi Kamo Hadron Lacha Mevi Kamo. And we continue with the second parak, which is also called Hamevi, and it's Hamevi Basra. And let's remind ourselves of a few points before we start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah that Beis HaBnei stated Hamevi get me this Yom, Tzarech Shiyem, in front of Nechtam, in front of Nechtam, Reuven sends the Shliach Leilocha to take or get his wife from Medinas Yom to Eretz Yisrael, then the din is that the Shliach has to say, in front of Nechtam, in front of Nechtam, and we saw Machlekes in the Gemara between Rabba and Rava. Rabba said, L'fisha'im Bekim B'lishma, as the people in Chutz La'aretz were not Bekim B'lishma, and even though this was a miyut to miyut, however, they still required the Shliach to say, in front of Nechtam, in front of Nechtam, and they didn't require to aid him, as L'maisa Mishim Aguna, Kilur B'Rabbanon. And Rava said that the reason why the Shliach has to say, in front of Nechtam, in front of Nechtam, even though since there was an error on this get, therefore you shouldn't have to actually be Makayim the get. However, the Rabbanim were concerned that maybe there would be an error at a later point, and at that point it would be hard to be Makayim the Ede Chasimba as Shiyaris Enim Mitzuyas, and therefore they were Misakin that the Shliach has to say Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam, and even though generally you need to aid him to be Makayim Chasimas Edim, however, the Rabbanim were Makel, Mishamaguna, Kilber Rabbanon. And the Gemara stated that it makes sense why Rabba holds that you have to say Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam, because you have to have the Ksiva as well as the Chasimas Lishma, and Lefi Rava, even though this Takana was only based on the Chasimas Eidim, however, the Rabbanim were concerned that if they would only say Befani Nechtam, and Asik Lachlufi Bekim Shtaris Dalma, that people would confuse this with other regular Shtaris, then they would think that you're Mekayim Eidim even with one aid, and you don't need two Eidim generally to be Mekayim the Chasimas Eidim in regular Shtaris, and therefore we're Misakin that they should say Befani Nechtam, in order to show that this din is different than standard din of regular Shtaris. And finally, the Gemara previously brought Rias that Rabba holds like Rava, and Rabba actually says that the reason why we say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam is for two reasons. Number one, Lefisha Ein Bekin Lishma, and number two, as Ein Eidim Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. And we will quickly read the Mishnah, and then we'll get back to some points. So the Mishnah states, Hamevi Get Medinas Yom, if Reuven makes a Shliach to bring a get for him from Medinas Yom, and of course the Chum Misakin is say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, V'Oma, and the Shliach said Befani Nechtam, Avaloi Befani Nechtam, but he didn't say Befani Nechtam, or Befani Nechtam, Avaloi Befani Nechtav, but he didn't say Befani Nechtav, or Befani Nechtav Kuloi, or he said the entire get was written in front of me, or Befani Nechtav Chetzai, however, only one aid signed in front of me, or Befani Nechtav Chetzai, where I only saw a part of the get being written, or Befani Nechtav Kuloi, but I saw both aidim signing on the get, and Ayin Taisis, as well as other Rishayim, that they switch around these two cases, and they say the case of Befani Nechtav Chetzai, Befani Nechtav Kuloi, before the case of Befani Nechtav Kuloi, Befani Nechtav Chetzai, and that is the way the Gemara will actually bring down these cases as well. And the Brisa states, in all these cases, puzzle, since you didn't follow the Takan Chacham, and you didn't say Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, therefore the get would be puzzle. And keep in mind, according to Rabba, the get would be puzzle because we're not sure that the get was written and was signed Lishma. However, according to Rava, it would not be puzzle forever, and it would only be puzzle until you're able to find Edim who are able to independently be Mekayim the Chasimis of the Edim. The Mishnah continues with another case, and the Gemara will explain this in two ways. Echaleim Befani Nechtav, Echaleim Befani Nechtav puzzle. And Rashi brings that if there was only one Shliach, and that Shliach said either Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, and then another person said Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, and therefore it would seem that now you had a member of Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. Of course, that's possible because they didn't follow the Takan Zechamim, as the Shliach Bedavka has to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. And according to the Sheet in the Gemara that hold that this case that the Gemara is talking, where Reuven was actually Mamana to Shluchim and was Mamana Shimon and Levi, and for example, Shimon said Befani Nechtam and Levi said Befani Nechtam, then in that case it's also going to be possible. And as Rashi explains, Bekivin the Chadu Deka Chasima, since you only have one Shliach that spoke about the Chasima, Viyu Loi Maaser Aksiva, and he didn't say Befani Nechtam, and as we explained, and the Mishnah continues, if two people say Befani Nechtav, and a third person says Befani Nechtav, then of course it's puzzle. And as Rashi says, Nami and Rabbi Yehuda Machshon, Rabbi Yehuda says in both cases it would actually be kosher because we're not worried that someone will actually be since Lemaisa the Chacham Misakin that someone had to say Befani Nechtav, and therefore clearly there's a difference between this case and a regular case of Kiyum Shtaris to Alma. And the Gemara in Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara will explain this further. And the Mishnah continues, Echadim Befani Nechtav, Shnayim Ayim Befani Nechtav, Kasha, that if one person says Befani Nechtav and two people say Befani Nechtav, then the get would be Kasha, and the Gemara will explain this. And the Gemara begins, Hasu Lamali L'chay, why do we need the beginning of our Mishnah? Hatanu L'chad HaZimna, we already taught this din in the first Mishnah of our Masechta, as the Mishnah said that maybe get Medin Siyam, Tzarech Shiyayim Befani Nechtav, Befani Nechtav, that the Rabbanu Misakin, that the Shliach has said Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, and of course, if he doesn't say this, then the get will be puzzle. And the Gemara answers, Ima he, if it would only be from that din, have a meaning, we would think that Tzarech V'Loi Amakasha, that in a chinami, although the Mishnah says you have to do so, however, if you don't do so, then B'di'evet, the get would be kasha, Kamash Bon, therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that the get actually is puzzle. And the Dvar explains the Gemara's Havamina a bit stronger, and he explains that although generally the word Tzarech would mean that it actually is needed, and even B'di'evet, it would not be kasha, however, over here we would have a Havamina that since it's only a muta to muta, that would not patur b'kiyim b'lishma, and also generally, as long as there's no ira on the get, there's no requirement to have a kiyim shtar. Therefore, the havamina was, although the rabbanon required the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam, that was only din l'chatchila, but b'di'evad it would be kasha ayin sham. The Gemara continued and quotes from Mishnah, b'fanei nechtam kula is pasal, hey chetzev, which half are we referring to when we said that the shliach said that I saw half of the get being written? Ilay mechetzev rishain, if you didn't say he saw the first part of the get being written, but Rabbi Blazer said, I feel like kasbah elashita achas l'shma, shub in yitzarach, that the din of l'shma is only on the first part of the get, and as long as you saw the first line, which Rashi says, had the shema ish v'isha v'azman, then it would be kasha, and you don't have any further requirements to see the rest. And as we saw in Taisis on Daf Heim and Beis, that Taisis states that the reason why you don't have to see the rest is not because Rabbi Blazer holds that you don't have to have the entire get written l'shma, as certainly the entire get has to be written l'shma, but once you see the first part of the get written l'shma, then we say the mistama, the entire get was written l'shma. And our Gemara therefore says, Alam Ravashi, Chetziv Achrin, that we're talking about where the Shliach said that I saw that the last part of the get was written l'shma, and of course it doesn't mean the second half. And Ravashi means to say that as long as the Shliach didn't testify about the Shita Rishayna, then the din is that the get would be pasul. And the Rashi points out that even according to Rava, that the reason why you have to say Fanei Nechtam is not because of Hishayim Bikin l'shma, but it's because Ene the Mitzuyin L'Kaimai. And Lefi Rava, the only reason why you have to say Fanei Nechtam is so you don't confuse it with other kiyum shtaris d'alma. However, Rava also agrees that the shliach only testifies about the second part of the get, that people won't take that seriously, and it'll be asi lachlufi b'shtaris d'alma ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, and we see from here that actually the Geirsa of Taisis is correct. As the Gemara already discussed the case of b'fanei nechtam chetzer b'fanei nechtam kula, that's pasul. And now the Gemara continues and states b'fanei nechtam kula b'fanei nechtam chetzer pasul, that the din is that's also pasul. And l'chayr, even though in the case of b'fanei nechtam chetzer there's actually a chiddush, because you may think that since you said that I saw a part of the get being written, so maybe that would suffice. However, in the case of b'fanei nechtam chetzer, there's no chiddush in the Mishnah, as certainly if you only said I saw 1/8 signing, that should not be enough, because the whole point of saying b'fanei nechtam is because we're concerned that there wasn't kiyum shtaris, and therefore by being mekayim 1/8, that's not going to suffice. And because of this problem, Rav Chista, as well as Rava, as well as Rav Ashi, will actually try to explain the chiddush of the Mishnah. And Amar Rav Chista explains that filu shnayim me'idach simus yad sheni pasul, that even if we have 2 edim in a shuk that come and say that we're testifying that the second witness is proper and they verify his signature, the din would be that's pasul, even though the shliach said b'fanei nechtam about 1 aid, and then you had 2 edim that testified about the signature of the second aid, still it's pasul. And my time, and what is the reason? Because oy l'kula b'kiyum aget, oy kula b'tekanes chachamim. As the chacham stated, the edi have to have the shliach be mekayim both of the signatures of the witnesses by saying b'fanei nechtam that both signatures were signed in front of us. And if Rav Chista holds like Rabba, as Taisus points out, then you have to have one shliach that says that both of these signatures were done l'shma. And if the shliach doesn't say b'fanei nechtam about both edim, then you have to have 2 edim that come and testify that both of the signatures of the witnesses were verified and that they were actually their signatures. And according to Rabba, they would have to testify that both signatures were done l'shma. Taisus actually says this based on a svara that Kesavid Rav Chista holds loydayik hashliach kol kach k'she'in kol ha'edus miskayam esal yodoy, that the shliach is not medayik so much if he actually didn't see both witnesses sign. Ayin and Rashi do maschal om Rav Chista lav lefrush masnisin asa. Rav Chista is not coming to explain this is what the Mishnah means. Look, by masnisin machi el svar di day meisiv va'amar ravusa, that lemais he's adding on a svar of his own and he's adding on a chiddush that filu shnayim and ashuk me'idin she'makin yad ed chasimus hasheni. Even if 2 other people come in ashuk and they actually made and they verify the second witness's signature that the aid did not say edus about, that the get is still puzzle. Even though we said that l'chayr is no chiddush in the words of the Mishnah, b'fanei nechtav kula b'fanei nechtav chetzer pasul, and it seems Rav Chista is trying to explain that. However, as we'll see in the Gemara in Daf Tes Vav and Beis, the Gemara will come out that that can't be the chiddush that Rav Chista is teaching us. And really, Rav Chista learns the Mishnah b'derech loizu afsu ayin sham. And the Gemara continues: Maskula Ravos Ravi Yisrael Rav Chista mi'ikamidi di'ilu amam chad kasha hashtei k'trei pasul. The din of Rav Chista doesn't make sense as l'chira. If you could have one shliach that says b'fanei nechtam about both edim, and that would be valid, so how could it be that if you have 2 edim that come and say that the second aid is actually verified, that actually should be worse, and the get would be puzzle. And even though Taisus explains that according to Rav Chista, the svara is that this shliach probably wasn't medayik about the first aid either, zok Taisus v'rav esavah to mikol makom dayik shaper ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, elam rava afilu hu v'acha mi'idin achsimis yad sheni puzzle. And we continue on to have test following base that even if the shliach himself, who didn't say before nechtam about the second witness, he still testifies about the second witness, that I know that this is his signature, and then another Eman Ashuk also comes and says that I could verify that this is a second witness's signature, in that case it will be puzzle. And even though Rava just got finished asking Rav Chista that me immediately lo mechad kasha and hashtag could trade puzzle, but Rava has a svar over here that in this case it would be puzzle. My time was pshat because us lachlufa became shtaris to alma the kanafik nechiri vadim maina apum dechad tzada. As over here, the people will actually confuse us with the regular kiyum shtaris to alma, as if we will say that this get will actually work. Then 3/4 of the get was actually mekuyim through the shliach, as the shliach said before he nechtam about the first aid, and that's 50% of the chasimus aidim. He was also another 25% because he said that I know that this is the signature of the second aid, and the only part that the second aid came and testified about was only as a second half and a second witness regarding the second aid on the get. And therefore, it comes out that 75% of this get was mekuyim through the shliach. And although, as we'll see in a moment in Rashi, that this works for a get, and therefore, really the din should be that kasher. However, Rava says that we made a gzira and we said that this can't be kasher because then people will think that this would also work by kiyum shtaris da'alma. And since the pasuk says al pishnayim edim yakum davar, and it's mashmal palga puma dahai or palga bumud hai, 50% of the kiyum of a shtar has to happen through one aid and 50% through another aid. And certainly in the case where Reuven and Shimon were edim on a shtar choiv, Reuven came to Bezalel and testified that this is my chasima and this is my signature, and therefore 50% of the shtar choiv is already mekuyim through his own words, as we know that neman anu loyma zeksav yadi. So in that case, if in order to verify the signature of Shimon, Reuven actually says, I know this is Shimon's signature, and then there's another Ibn Ashuk that also says that I know that this is Shimon's signature, then in that case, it comes out that 75% of the testimony and of the verification of the shtar choiv happened through Reuven, and that would be puzzle. And therefore, even though, as Rashi says, get that b'negei get is not a problem, even without having the testimony of this Ibn Ashuk, we would actually believe Reuven because he said, and he also said that I verify that this is the signature of the second aid as well, and the Rabbanan believe the Shliach like to aid him, and therefore you really don't need the testimony of the one aid Ibn Ashuk. However, the Rabbanan still said that this get would be puzzle because the Asala Chlufe became Shtaris to Alma. And keep in mind that it's interesting that according to Rava, if a Shliach actually doesn't say Befani Nechtam and he says that I know that these are the signatures of both of these witnesses, then that would also be kosher, and you don't dafka have to say Befani Nechtam. And the Gemara continues, so Maskla Rabashi, Rabashi Esen Rava, Miyikamida, Dilu Maskla Il, Lukuli Debura Kosher, that if Reuven would actually say that I know that both of these signatures are the signatures of the Zaydim, or he would have said Befani Nechtam, that would be kosher, and Hashdik Chad Bade, Bustle, and now there's one aid that comes and joins together with him and says that this is the Chasima of the second aid, then now that would be Puzzle. Elam Ravashi, therefore Ravashi explains that Filo Ima Nihu Aid Shani Puzzle, that even if we would say that I am actually the second aid and I signed onto the get myself, that get would be Puzzle. And my time, and what is the reason? Oikulu Bekiyam Haget, Oikulu Betakan Zachamim, as Ravashi holds that either the Shliach has to say before Nechtam about both of the Aidim, or you have to be Makayim the Chasima Se Aidim through standard ways of verifying Aidim. And since over here there's a mixture of the two, as the Shliach said before Nechtam about the first aid and about the second aid, he said I was the one who signed it, and therefore he's verifying the chesimus ha'ed, that still would not be valid, and it would be puzzle. And I in top tases we ask in Taima umiyikamidu di ilam before nechtam kasha, that if the shliach would have said before nechtam would be kasha umishund amani who aid sheni puzzle, and because he said something even stronger and he said I'm the second aid, that would be puzzle. I in sham. The Gemara continues. Tanam we learned that Mishnah before nechtam kulo, if the shliach said that I saw the entire get being written, however before nechtam chetzer I only saw one aid sign onto the get, then it's puzzle. And l'chari, as we already explained, that since the beginning of the Mishnah already said that if the Shliach said before Nechtam, but he didn't say before Nechtam, then it's puzzle. So l'chari over here, he didn't say before Nechtam about the second aid, and therefore certainly it should be puzzle. And what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? The Gemara therefore is either chetzav heichidami. What is the story about how to mkayim the second witness, or how they prove that the second witness actually signed l'shma? Elaim d'leka to come sad l'klal. If you're going to say that no one actually testified about that aid, hashta echraim before Nechtam, echraim before Nechtam, the haid kamasa kula ksiba, vay kamasa kula chasima puzzle. If we said in the Mishnah in the case of where one aid said before Nechtam, one aid said before Nechtam, that's puzzle. And in that case, at least you had testimony regarding both of the witnesses. So chetzav mebayis. So certainly in this case, it would be puzzle, as you only have testimony regarding one witness, and you have no testimony regarding the second witness. And the Gemara says, Ella Eikud Rava Eikud Ravashi. And therefore, certainly the Mishnah must be talking about a case that either is like Rava stated, or it's like Ravashi stated, and that is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Either as Rava stated that Huva Echa Meidah Chasimis Yad Sheni, that's puzzle, or like Rav Ashi stated that Afilu Oimani Hu Eid Sheni, that's puzzle. And the Gemara says Lafukim Rav Chista, and therefore we see from a Mishnah not like Rav Chista. And L'chari, how do we see from a Mishnah not like Rav Chista? L'chari, maybe the case of the Mishnah is actually talking about a scenario like Rav Chista, where the Shliach actually said before Nechtam about one signature of the aid, and then you had two separate witnesses that came in Ashok, and they verified the second witness, and in that case, we're still going to say it's puzzle. So L'chariah, the Mishnah could work out like Chista as well, and Rashi explains that since we're actually being medayik this from a Mishnah Yisera, so therefore, whenever we have a Mishnah Yisera, the only thing we could medayik is the smallest chiddush, and of course, Rav Chista is a major chiddush, that even though you have two witnesses in Ashok, they're actually mekayim the second witness, that it's still going to be puzzle, and therefore, of course, it's much easier to say that our Mishnah is either Rava or Rav Ashi, and that's why our Mishnah can't be going like Rav Chista. And as we explained, that's why Rashi and Amid Alf said that Rav Chista is not telling us this is a pshat of the Mishnah, and he is just telling us that l'maisa this is the halacha. And as Rashi states, v'chi mashmalan afilu revusa zotrasi su lab Mishnah Yisiri, that once we have some sort of a chiddush that the Mishnah could tell us, even if it's a small chiddush, then it's not a Mishnah Yisiri, and therefore you can't learn out more than that, as we know, to faster muba like to faster. And Ayin Rashi who continues to explain that l'chayr, since we have to find the smallest chiddush, l'chayr the chiddush of Rav Ashi is a small chiddush of Rava, and therefore why not Gemara say that our Mishnah must be going like Rav Ashi and lafuki mi Rava and mi Rav Chista? And the Gemara continues, Rav Chista states that really the Mishnah is not against my shita either, because l'tameich even according to you Rava and Rav Ashi before nechtav avloy before nechtav lamali, that l'chayr since the Mishnah gave us a case that even if the shliach said before nechtav kulai and before nechtav chetzav then it's possible, so certainly where he's not made on the chasim seidim klal and the shliach only said before nechtav but you don't see before nechtav at all, then certainly it should be possible. So why would the Mishnah have to say that case either? And therefore, Rav Chista proves that each case in the Mishnah stands on its own and not necessarily teaching us its own chiddush. And as Rav Chista says, el loizu afsuktani, hachinami loizu afsuktani. And as Rashi explains, that each case in the Mishnah is not necessarily teaching us a major chiddush. Kol chadol lo yashmina al higufa ma'iditani ba udekashachol listening by shreis of a kolshke kamaisa. And if you can hear, so let's say the second cases of the Mishnah and not say the first cases, loizu afsuktani, that this is a standard way that the Shas speaks for Ochre Tana to knock a Bereshit and Milsa the Pshita, that the Tana will first say something which is more Pashit and then will add on a bigger Chiddush to that, the Kamahachi, Loizu Bavad, Loisad Klael, and therefore the Mishnah is telling us that not only in a case where he wasn't made on the Chasimus Eidim at all is it Pasal and La'afsu, but even in this case of Befonu Nechtem Chetzev, we testified about one of the Eidim, then it's still going to be Pasal, and therefore the same is true when the Geim Aishita, and really when the Mishnah brings a case of Befonu Nechtem Chetzev, is not teaching us any Chiddush, and if it would want to teach us the Chiddush, then in the Chinami, the Mishnah would have brought my case. However, the Mishnah is only building one case on another, and after the Mishnah taught us that if the Shliach is made only of one of the Eden that before your Nechtam, that is puzzle, then the Mishnah taught us that not only would that be puzzle, but even in the case we had one Shliach that testified before your Nechtam, and you had another person that testified before your Nechtam, that the Din would still be that's puzzle. And even though Lemaisa, we had a full testimony, as one said before your Nechtam, and one said that both Eden signed in front of me. And the Gemara continues that Rav Chista said on Amid Alf, my timer, I kulu became a get, I kulu betechanes rachamim. And because we brought a member of Chista with that lashon, therefore the Gemara continued with another member of Chista, even though it's irrelevant to the din of Gittin, and the Gemara will bring a similar lashon. So Amid Chista, gidud chamisha, mechitza chamisha, eimit staffin, achehe, I kulu be mechitza, I kulu be gidud. In the giga dine Shabbos and the din of Rishus Yachid, we have to have mechitza around the Rishus Yachid, which is 10 tvachim high. So Rav Chista states that if you have a fence which is 5 tvachim high, and you have a ditch which is 5 tvachim deep, and if a person is standing in the ditch, then you'll actually see a wall of 10 tvachim. That is still not going to be enough, and it's not considered a wall, but again, a din of Rishus Yachid, and a wall of Rishus Yachid has to be 10 tvachim, either completely made out of a wall, or completely made out of a ditch. In Darash Marima, however, Marima argues on Rav Chista, he says, Gidu chamisha mechitza heim, and the mitzarfin, that they are mitzarf, the hilchus of mitzarfin, and the Gemara paskins, that they are mitzarfin, and it would be considered Rishus Yachid. And the way we learn our Gemara is like Shitas Rashi, and Rabbeinu Tam in Taisis Dima Maschel Gidu Chamisha is that Lemaisa the Gemara Masechta Shabbos clearly says the Bavu Chuyosa Mitzarf and Lasara Vafu Pisha Zeb Begayv VeZeb Oimik, and therefore Lachira, how could Rashi say that Rav Chista says that they're not Mitzarf? And because of that, Taisis learns our Gemara differently. However, Ayin and Taisis read that he actually learns like Rashi, and he says Behilchus Mitzarefes that the Gemara now says that the Halach is Mitzarefes VaHachinami Omer Perak Azurik that Omer Rabbi Yechon Bavu Chuyosa Mitzarefes Inu Chinami where Rabbi Yechon said his din, that's because he's passing like our Gemara and passing like a Marimo that it's mitzarif, and in a chenami the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Irvin do not work out lefi shitas Rav Chista ayin sham, and we will stop over here.